I'd like to talk to you for a couple of minutes about a world rock tour that I got involved in and put my life savings into, but which failed in a comedy of errors on the same scale as classic rock movies like This Is Spinal Tap and The Blues Brothers. Now, you've seen Dragon's Den, but you've not heard the live story of how the greatest rock and roll tour on earth failed in such a spectacular way. Now, you're going to find a lot more about this project at the website academy-of-rock.co.uk/tour. There you're going to find some details about the tour and some details of John Otway, an English eccentric cult punk rocker. Now, we've reduced this project to a kind of recipe, if you will. A plus B plus C equals D, where A was take your fading punk rocker, B was add a brilliant idea, in this case a round the world rock tour, C was execute your idea with great skill and with great meticulous detail, and D was then to rejuvenate the punk rocker's fortunes, provide a pension fund, etc., etc. The project was a brilliant idea. So what went wrong? Well, broadly speaking, like so many good ideas, so much creativity doesn't turn into innovation because of a lack of attention to detail to the execution of the idea. And this is a transferable lesson for many entrepreneurs. Creativity is one thing, but executing your idea and turning it into profit is quite another. To give you an idea of the scale of this tour, we were going to hire an Airbus for 2 weeks to fly around the world on a record-breaking tour, taking 300 rock thrill seekers on a once-in-a-lifetime journey, where there probably would have been a birth, a death, a marriage, although not necessarily in that order. The itinerary was really impressive. Starting out at Liverpool's Cavern and flying straight to New York to play at Madison Square Gardens, on to Las Vegas for an Elvis-type show, and then on to Tahiti for some rest and relaxation. Next to Sydney Opera House, the first time that a punk rock act has ever played in that venue, and then on to China, finally to Dubai for the final tour party, and then back to London, probably playing at the Albert Hall to finish the tour. In the seminar and the slide deck that supports it, you're going to learn lots of lessons about business entrepreneurship, specifically in finance, the difference between cash flow and profit. In our case, profit, which is vanity, was put before cash flow, which is sanity, leading to the ultimate decline in the project. In marketing, learning how to excite and engage 300 all-round thrill seekers to go on this once-in-a-lifetime journey. Plenty of lessons in marketing to learn, both in old marketing in terms of print media and new marketing in terms of e-media and other things like that. In human relations, how to put a team of people around you that can actually execute your dream so that it comes true. And finally, lots and lots of lessons in project management, the big picture stuff, but importantly, all the small things which make a huge difference to success. To whet your appetite to find out more about this project, here's some of the crazy things that occurred on this project which ultimately contributed to its downfall. For example, how did John Otway manage to turn down Sir Bob Geldof? Why was he not good enough to be part of the tour team when we needed a lot of assistance? How did the tour team manage to hire a jet that was actually too big to take off from Liverpool John Lennon Airport? Although this did create the un-rock and roll itinerary, John Lennon Airport, Rotherham to JFK. In marketing, how we managed to get a primetime slot on Radio 2's Jonathan Ross show with Dale Winton, but then managed to fail to sell the rock and roll fantasy experience to all but 20 out of 11 million listeners. How did we manage to book the Sydney Opera House for a punk rock concert after we were turned down by Carnegie Hall and CBGB's? Why exactly were the Cheeky Girls considered unsuitable for the Viva Las Vegas leg of the tour and replaced with an unknown tribute band? And finally, how did we manage to get the president of Tahiti to host an official welcoming reception to an ex-dustman from Aylesbury? You can find out much more about this project and the amazing man behind it by reading my book, Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll. The book is acclaimed by Tom Peters, perhaps the world's most notorious management speaker and thinker, and author of In Search of Excellence and Thriving on Chaos. Further to that, do check the website out, www.academy-of-rock.co.uk. Above all else, this project demonstrates the old adage, it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. In the words of Prince, may you live to see the dawn.